whatever state your mind is in or your body is in, take a deep breath into your experience. Exhale through the nose. Take another deep breath into the experience of you living, of life living you, and exhale. If you need to adjust your body for the talk, do so gently, slowly, and quietly, without disturbing your awareness. And for a few moments, I'd like you to reflect on where is your learning, where is your growing edge in your own life? What is it you're longing to experience? Patience, peace, contentment. Ask yourself, what are you longing? What is your heartfelt desire? And reflect for a moment on how do you normally get this? How do you normally talk to yourself about this longing you have for, let's say it's for quiet. You have a desire to find quiet in your life. How many of you yell at yourself to be quiet? My eyes are closed, but I see smiles. This is talk comes from you. All of my work, my Dharma talks come from my patients' experiences. And the Dharma is medicine for what we're going through. And a constant theme of sabotage would come up. But it's not a conscious sabotage. It's a very unconscious process of doing the same habit to stop the habit you're trying to stop. That is, the talk is about a snake eating its own tail. And it keeps coming up so frequently in sessions that I started to see themes and using the Dharma to interact with this kind of habit. So I'm going to give you some examples. When people are working on self-loathing and hatred toward themselves, I often hear, "I hate that I do that." Well, that's a closed system. You're now acting out the thing you don't want to act out. Being looking for quiet and ending up yelling at yourself to be quiet. Someone today is working toward contentment, but she finds herself complaining and contentious about things. She complains about not having contentment. Think about that. There's no way that the act of complaining is going to end up with contentment. How much can you complain to finally be, "Oh, I'm content. That was enough. That last piece of complaining did it for me. I feel really good." This is a snake eating its tail. You see? If we want not to be anxious, you can't be anxious about your anxiety. It doesn't work. I'm serious. I wrote some of this stuff down, and I don't normally do that, but these are really good. It's really about that part of you, the lens we talk about, that part of your consciousness in which you use a lens to view the world. If you're angry and you're tired of being angry, you're no longer wanting to be angry, but yet you're angry about being angry. And so you do what you can using your anger to target the anger. Again, this is a snake eating its tail. So I want you to think about, what are you looking to change? But then how are you interacting mentally with yourself And how might you get out of the system that you're already in? You cannot use the system of thought you are currently doing to get out of a problem that that system of thought is creating. You have to break away from that habit of mind, whether it's self-loathing or anger, or it's yelling at yourself to be quiet, or it's complaining until you find contentment. There is medicine for each one of these ways of being. If you're dealing with contention and complaining, you find yourself complaining a lot, but all you want is contentment, then gratitude and generosity are some of the medicines we would use. So when you find your mind complaining, you go, you know, those are preferences, Mike. What I have is just enough. If you find yourself walking to somebody's house and you're like, ah, this place is a mess. You're like, why can't I ever find contentment in myself? But yet you're judging everything in you and around you. You're never going to find contentment. So when you hear that habit coming forward, which you need great skill to see, awareness, you watch your mind saying something like, look at this messy house. And you go, let them be. They're doing the best they can. All of a sudden your body rests. Let them be. Or, hey, that's just a preference. Or, I'm really glad I get to clean up my house. Right? You start, what you're doing is you see your old mental habit, which does not lead to contentment, and you start acting and being in a new way. In this case, you'd be generous, you'd have some gratitude for what you have, and your body rests. And in that moment of rest, you find contentment because you're no longer fighting with life. You're no longer fighting with your own internal process. So we can use self-hatred. Many people struggle with really not loving themselves. And I hear people saying often, I hate that I don't love myself. Well, that doesn't actually help, does it? That's perpetuating. It's reinforcing the self-hatred in that very moment. The response might be, I'm really sorry I treat myself this way. Or it might be some other compassionate remark. Compassion and self-love is the antidote to self-hatred. So if you find yourself loathing yourself and then hating the part of you that loathes, you're in the same system. You're a snake eating your own tail. What you want to do consciously is step out of that and take the Dharma as medicine and go, right now I'm really having a hard time with myself, but I do love myself. And there it is. In that one very moment, that one act of not following the hateful thought, you find love for yourself. Just that one very moment. And that gives you a whole new way of being. Even in just a moment, you've changed your life. Because now you've tasted that love, or you've tasted contentment, or you've tasted gratitude, whatever it is you're really looking for, you've finally allowed yourself to experience it. So whatever system you're currently working in, it's most likely reinforcing the habit you're trying to stop. What you want to do is be aware of the system you're working in and step outside of it with awareness, compassion, slowing down, regulating your emotions, practicing loving kindness towards yourself, having some insight about what you're doing, and then changing your behavior. The truth is so simple. If you want to start doing something different, you have to do something different. The trouble is the practice takes effort and concentration and commitment. Nobody in the universe can do this for you. If you're sincerely willing to change your mental habits to find peace, equanimity, calm, loving kindness, compassion, you have to be willing to step outside that comfortable homeostatic system that you've been living in and reinforcing, and willing to step into an uncomfortable, unknown place to start actually meeting your deeper heart's needs. And all of us can do that here, every one of us. The Buddha did this to the point where he awoke and saw that everything in his mind was an object. A thought of happiness, is an object. Oh, I love this dish is an object of mind. There's no attaching or craving to that. A hateful thought, a desirous thought, a delusional thought. Anything that arises in your mind is an object. And when the Buddha saw that he could detach from any object, he found freedom in that space. All of us can do this. Otherwise, it wouldn't be taught. It wouldn't be given to us. So each one of us has the opportunity to face ourselves clearly, see what we're doing, the habits we formed, and just barely step outside that enough to taste freedom, liberation, awakening, peace, joy. Every one of us here. Whatever you're thinking is an object of thought. There is no truth in it. Even good thoughts. I can do this. Object of thought. The truth is you can do it. You don't need to think you can do it. Many of you will have reactions, I can't do this. Too hard. I don't want to do it. I'm afraid to lose what I'm connected to. I'm afraid to lose my habit. I worked with a patient who had a severe OCD. And when it came down to it, he said, I'm afraid to give my OCD up. How many of us are afraid to give up that which we're clinging to, even our habits that are painful? Can you imagine the most severe mental distress, not being able to stop thinking about something ever, but not willing to give that habit up? That is attachment. That's how strong attachment in us becomes, that we don't even want to give up the habits that are harmful to ourselves. So we have love for that part of us that doesn't want to give it up. And in the act of loving that part of us, we find freedom. There's that space. There's a part of me that doesn't want to stop this bad habit. I love you. I love that part of me. That is the freedom, that you move away from it. Okay. What I really like to offer you all is to maybe just talk to the people next to you about what this sparks in you, what comes up, what's your growing edge, what are you afraid to give up, and what are you ready to turn away from and turn toward. Just take a few minutes and then we'll come back to the big group and just hear each other. So just share your name and a little bit of that edge. What don't you want to give up and where do you want to turn toward? Don't do it. That's the call back to the group. So, two more minutes to wrap up, please. Please, go ahead. Yeah. I want them to, there's so many of them. It's good to have them connect. I think we're good. A little bit. What the heck? I know. It's being recorded right now. It's okay. Okay, bring your attention back up. If you can hear me, raise your fingers. If you can hear me, raise one hand. If you can hear me, put that hand right there. Good. For those of you listening, that was on the mouth. Okay. We're going to go over just a few minutes today, but not by much. So what do you want to share with the group? Any questions about what I'm suggesting or the practices? What I didn't mention is that each one of you, there's specific medicines for each one, right? One doesn't blank cover what everybody's bringing. But there will be a medicine, there will be a Dharma practice for whatever you're bringing forward. So, anywho, questions, comments, sharings. Set Severine.
About this practice, I would like just to share one thought. I'm sure you thought about 1500 things that you could eventually change, right? Take the one that is really dear to your heart. Take that one first and just work with that one only. And you realize that you're going to catch yourself maybe one time out of 150, but that one time is a winner.
Hmm. That's lovely. Thank you. Anybody? Oh, there was a hand back there. Is that Lisa? Yeah.
What's the medicine for resentment?
Good.
Resentment, childhood resentment.
Sure. What's underneath that? Yes. Say it again. No.
Hurt.
A lot of deep hurt. But if you're acting resentfully, then one of the ways we work with that is loving kindness. First to yourself. I'm so sorry. And that's compassion as well. I'm so sorry I went through what I did. I'm so sorry to my body. I'm sad for my body. I'm also sad for people who treated me the way they did. That must be awful to be in their body and do such things. And doing that over and over again, instead of going, you know, what you do is go, I'm so sorry for myself first, and then maybe you can extend that out to them. And that practice of loving kindness is good medicine for yourself and other people. Yeah. Good question. Thank you. Others? Yeah.
I love what you said about thoughts being objects. Because then I really saw how objects are things you manipulate. You can do anything you want with them.
Yeah.
And but then I went, I had a thought, and then I had a bunch of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling that went along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to associate feelings as objects. And I don't know if you can go any deeper about
well, that's
feelings as objects.
That's a great, great differentiation. A feeling is naturally arising in your body. It's a sensation. Do you have to do anything with it? So, thoughts are objects in the mind. You know, you have images of people, places, things, experiences. And usually we end up attaching to those, making meaning, and having a whole storyline that we're now living in here. But your body is living right now. The medicine is being with the body. If anxiety's there, that's great, because now you can sit and soothe your anxiety and be with it instead of going down any trail. I woke up 3-4 days ago completely anxious. And I saw my mind going down a ton of anxiety trails. I call them forest trails. And I started to follow them. Like, oh, this person hasn't texted me. I'm being rejected. And then this next thing was, I have an ache in my something. And I'm going to go to the doctor. And I'm like, whoa, I'm just anxious right now. What I want to do is be with that. And not follow a single trail, because any trail leads to fear, worry, catastrophe. I don't want to be in any of those places. What I want to do is be with my body and nurture it as it's having anxiety. Now I'm in the medicine of the love, the nurturance, and I don't have to spend any time in those. What I do have to do is pull myself back as I'm going on those trails. No, stop. So I woke up, told my wife, I feel really stressed and anxious. And she goes, about what? I go, it doesn't even matter. And throughout that morning, she was able to remind me, just do your breathing, like, calm down. I didn't have to go down any trail. So the medicine's in here, and there's no reason to go anywhere up there right then. Yeah. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Others? Questions? Yes?
Well, I've had a kind of a curious experience in the last several months. Made a commitment to kindness, practicing kindness. And I I've not always been known for that. I kind of enjoy being a little bit of a bitch sometimes.
I've we've heard, but no worries. Totally kidding. Ah, that's a benefit. I'm about to cry. Do you know what we long for the most? Being seen and heard and giving the... We need kindness. Do you know how precious kindness is?
I do, yeah. I that's why I made a commitment to it. And I... But it's so astonishing. I mean... In a very short period of time, a person gave me a camera. Last week, and at a retreat, somebody gave me a real Tibetan mala made out of yak bone. At Christmas, somebody took my package at the post office because I had to leave and mailed it for me and didn't tell me how much it was so I could pay her back. I mean, it's just been one thing after another.
And how does that feel to receive that? What is
it seems strange.
Take all those judgments away of strange and weird. What does it feel like when you get those gifts? What does fabulous mean to you? What does it feel like in your body?
I feel acknowledged and seen.
How does that feel in terms of sensation?
It's warm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just very pleasant.
That's the gift of kindness. That's what you're actually getting by being kind. You're getting the experience of kindness in your own body.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It's amazing to me because it turns out that I feel like I'm more the recipient.
You are.
Yeah.
Because you need it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
You're receiving what you need the most. By giving it, you're getting it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Keep being kind. I have a horse for you outside. I don't want it anymore. It's yours. No, it's lovely. Don't get attached to the gifts, though. The gift is what you're receiving on the inside.
No, because I don't want to start expecting it.
No, don't do that. But do you see what happened there? How powerful was that? To have a group realization, oh wow, that was insight. I mean, that's what we're practicing for, you know.
But is that manifestation? I mean, do we somehow manifest that? What we intend?
Maybe. I don't know. Does it matter? Yes, we create conditions for things to happen. We can't create that, but we create the conditions for that to be more likely to happen. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here. We're all creating the conditions for the thing we want most to be more likely to arise for us. So we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much for being a part of this group. I mean, this is us together, right? Being wise, listening, supporting. We do have a donation thing that helps us pay for the space. And for those of you who like coming late, that's awesome. For those, I'm glad you're doing what you need to do. It might be good for the group to, you know, come more on time. I had my eyes closed, so I'm not like going to point anybody out.
We can hear you.
But we can hear you. All right, everyone take care, be well, see you soon. Thank you.